This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A new gathering place opened this year in downtown Albuquerque. It's called Art Bar. And yes, it's a place where you can buy drinks. But where your money for those drinks goes is unique. Art Bar passes on its earnings to arts nonprofits in New Mexico. And with us this morning is one of the founders of Art Bar, Julia Mandeville. Julia, it's great to meet you.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. What was the impulse behind the creation of Art Bar?
The simplest version is that my partners and I, Sky Morris DeVore, David Hargis, and Shastin Friedman, came together through Tricklock Theater Company. Sky, Shastin, and I are on their board. David is married to a company member, and we were really interested in how to meaningfully support the organization with financial resources. Sky figured out how to make it work as a business model, how we could create a sustainable revenue stream with a day-to-day business operation. And then we decided we wanted to set our sights a little bit broader and try to benefit a larger number of arts organizations in our community. That was about a year and a half ago, and we just opened this past July, and we're really pleased to be downtown and to be working on behalf of these amazing local arts organizations.
Describe to me, if you will, what's the space like?
It's a really beautiful space. We have two-story vaulted ceilings, a lot of windows. The bar area is split into two so that we can have private events or smaller screenings or concerts or theater performances on one side while our members have access to the clubhouse all the time on the other.
You've mentioned members. This is a members-only establishment.
The reason that we're able to operate as a philanthropic organization and make grants, especially this first year, is because we have a special liquor license. Ours requires that we are open to members and their guests. They're allowed to bring up to 10 people with them at a time, which allows for a lot of fun and flexibility.
You have a different assortment of recipients each year. You have just named the six recipients for this year.
We believe it's really important that everybody knows who we're working for so that everybody knows where the dollars spent are going. And in our first year, our net proceeds will be evenly distributed between 516 Arts, Blackout Theater Company, Harwood Art Center, Tricklock Theater Company, Urban Verbs, and Southwest Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. We chose those organizations through an Art Bar board review session. Moving forward, we will review organization applications through a competitive letter of inquiry process, and then our members will vote on our recipients for next year.
What are you hoping that Art Bar is going to do for the local arts community?
The arts community in Albuquerque is extraordinarily rich and resourceful, but unfortunately, there's not a huge amount of especially unrestricted financial support. So what we hope to do is lessen the burden, increase the capacity of these organizations, and really invest in the vitality of this city.
Julia Mandeville is a co-founder of Art Bar, a membership-based gathering spot located at 119 Gold Southwest in downtown Albuquerque. Earnings from Art Bar support arts nonprofits in New Mexico. For details, visit catalystclubnm.org. Julia, wishing you great success with the project.
Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.